Well, the Eagles offseason has been busy, and it certainly has caught the attention of everyone around this country who follows the game of football. We refer back to last week's story on SI.com. Don Banks wrote a very interesting news and notes piece from around the league. And right at the top of the column, the Eagles, the biggest mystery with all the moves that this team has made. Eight new starters, a rookie NFL head coach, someone other than Andy Reid calling the shots in Philadelphia for the first time since Bill Clinton was in his second term. The Eagles have more unknowns than any team in the league. It's going to be a lot of fun this year for the Eagles, and we bring in Don Banks from SI.com. Don, thank you so much for joining us, and it has been fast and furious in Philadelphia, no?
Yeah, Dave, I mean, I think it's self-evident when you start looking around this league, who has more kind of question marks? And I don't mean holes, I mean there's some of those that exist, but I mean who has a bigger wave of new than the Philadelphia Eagles? And it's somewhat ironic, given that the stability has been the Eagles' calling card for so long, with 14 years of Andy Reid, where things would change, but by and large, Eagle fans knew kind of what they were going to get every fall out of Andy and his staff and his roster. And when you look at the Eagles and you say, we don't know yet exactly how Chip Kelly's up-tempo, push-the-envelope offense is going to look in the NFL. We don't know if it's going to be a carbon copy of what he ran at Oregon or not, or if it's going to be something in between. We don't know who's going to play quarterback definitively, now a little less so than ever with the drafting of Matt Barkley. We don't know exactly how that defense under Billy Davis is going to look. We're told a 3-4 that's going to have some 4-3 under quality. So it's a lot of blanks to be filled in. I can't think of another team in the NFL that can match that for mystery as we go into the 2013 season.
Don, is it what you expected from the first few months of the Chip Kelly regime, that he would come in here and clean house, if you will, on the roster and change the schemes and add so much intrigue here?
I think it's been largely what I expected, but I think he's gone even further between the wave of acquisitions and free agency and taking some chances in the draft. And, he's kind of started, he pretty much erased almost everything and is starting over. And I think, they really are kind of trying to build this thing the right way for the long term. And it makes 2013 something of a huge question mark, because I think they want to win, but I think they're probably being realistic about what's possible this year. They're looking, I believe, to make this a 3 to 5 year window with this particular group of players.
Don, is it possible then to have so much change early and win quickly? I mean, it's you see teams around the league that change their head coach. There are personnel changes. There obviously are draft picks to add, but by and large, it's not maybe quite the turnover. The Eagles were really aggressive in free agency. Is it a difficult way to go about winning in year one?
Well, I think it makes it more challenging when you have a certain amount of change. I mean, obviously, we saw 2 years ago with the Eagles when they had their spending spree that it doesn't always work. It can be a failed chemistry experiment. And when you have too much change, now clearly we had the lockout that year, and everybody said that in hindsight proved pivotal. That team didn't have a time to kind of come together and to gel or to mesh, and that was part of the problem in 2011. But I think when we've seen teams make wide-scale and massive change, more times than not, it doesn't work quickly. It does take a while for that locker room to come together or for the schemes to be learned. I think the Eagles have done some things that give them a chance to be better. Now, whether or not they're better to the degree that they can really challenge for a playoff berth, I'm skeptical about that. But I think they're going to be a better team. They're going to be a more exciting team. They're going to be a team that really has more of the unexpected, and it's been a long time since we said that about the Eagles.
Don, what's your early read on Chip Kelly? And, I mean, obviously we haven't seen his team in action, but the way he's handled the media, the way he's connected so early with the fans.
Well, he's a different personality type, and I sat the closest time I had was sitting right next to him at the owners' meetings at the coaches' breakfast and NFC coaches' Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, one or the other. Yeah, I got a sense from then he certainly doesn't like to be put into a box or labeled like I'm the mad scientist of college football or you know, whenever questions come at him in a hypothetical fashion or when people are trying to label what he's done, he seems to push back a little bit on that. So I think he probably feels like he doesn't want to be oversimplified or pegged as a guy that will always do this in this situation. I think so far he's off to a pretty good start. I think everybody I talk to says, you know, he'll figure things out. He's a very smart, instinctive football coach. He'll take a different approach to things, but he might need some time, and this year might be a feeling out process for him to put really everything he wants in place into that roster. And I think fans should have tempered expectations this year, but I do think 7-8 wins are possible, and I think it might be an exciting 7-9, 7-9, 8-8.
You know, it's interesting, Don. We're all trying to project what kind of offense the team will run, who the quarterback might be, and everybody seemed to be thrown for a loop when the Eagles drafted Matt Barkley, and all of a sudden it was like, hey, maybe the Eagles don't want to have or don't need to have this mobile quarterback. Although Chip had been saying that all along, it didn't seem until that move was made that everybody bought into what he was saying. Were you in that same philosophy?
Yeah, I mean, he has said that all along. He has said he's won at Oregon without having a terribly mobile quarterback. We kind of, again, that's where I was going earlier. He doesn't want to be labeled and left there. He's trying to say that I can win with a lot of different style quarterbacks. Now, you know, we may be overthinking the quarterback. I think he likes all three. I don't think he loves any of them. I buy it that he obviously doesn't love Nick Foles or he doesn't draft Barkley, but I think he sees Barkley sitting there. He's competed against the kid. He has a certain amount of respect for his game and his ability to win, and he's sitting there in the fourth round. I don't think he necessarily thought he'd come out of the draft with Barkley, but I think he says, wow, that's a pretty good value. I like my other two guys. I don't love them. If for this expenditure, at this round, I'm going to take this risk, and it may work out. I mean, I'm not saying it's Russell Wilson for Seattle last year, but I'm saying, you know, I don't mind that value. I don't mind taking that gamble, and I don't think it says, oh, he doesn't like Nick Foles or he can't win with Nick Foles. I think he just said, you know what, I think it's worth the potential upside.
Did you think the Eagles were an underperforming 4-12? I mean, did you think the roster last year was better than the record indicated?
Yeah, I mean, it was better than 4-12. I picked them to win division, so obviously overvalued that roster. The secondary was so much worse than I thought they would be coming back with a full off season together to work. They just totally kind of torpedoed the season when they never could get anything going back there and get any sort of cohesion. But I think sometimes regimes just hit the wall, and that's clearly what finally happened in Philadelphia, and I think a lot of things broke down. To pinpoint one or two things is to kind of get too close to the forest and miss the whole picture.
Well, there's a lot of picture here with Chip Kelly, with a new coaching staff, so many changes on the field, off the field for the Eagles. Fascinating year coming up, right, Don? You're gonna be here a lot, aren't you?
Yeah, I should be. I mean, unless they totally play their way out of contention early on, but I think early in the season, I'm definitely going to see them multiple times because I think they're the biggest mystery in the league. I think people are eager to find out how Chip Kelly's offense translates, and I think the players are going to buy in. Now, clearly, you have to win for them to buy in long term. But I think they're eager for kind of a fresh voice, and they're eager for a fresh direction, and they're eager to kind of be, a little bit of innovative, because it just hasn't been that vibe around Philadelphia football for a long time.
Well, it's good. So, hey, Don, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.